Radio.
I was looking the other day on Foxtel, looking at some of the movies on the movie channels, and I noticed an unlikely theme developing. Nearly every movie that they were showing over the last month had something to do with the end of time. There was the movie World War Z. I'm not sure if anyone's seen that movie. It's not the kind of thing that I would look at, but it was a movie about the world being threatened by zombies who were victims of a global pandemic. And then the film Oblivion was advertised, and that's a story about when the planet Earth becomes a wasteland. And in Man of Steel, the Superman remake that's currently on, Superman has to save the world from the destruction of aliens. The fact that these films are so popular may well be a sign that people are looking at the world today and not finding much hope for the future in our world. But Jesus would advise us to look at the signs of the times differently. When we hear of wars and global catastrophes, we shouldn't be terrified. When films and TV shows try to whip up fear of the end of times, we shouldn't listen to them. Of course, we shouldn't try to ignore reality when a very disturbing event takes place, such as the recent typhoon in the Philippines. But we should also know that none of these are the end. They're not even what the end is going to look like. In fact, the end is really a beginning, and it isn't something we should fear. Why? Because that's when Jesus returns in glory, and as Christians, we believe that. Yes, some catastrophic events may take place before that day, but Jesus tells us that they are labour pains. They are necessary because the world isn't ready for him to come back yet. But if we keep our hearts fixed on Jesus, we can and we will be ready. He will keep us in perfect peace if we put our trust in him. But how do we maintain that peace? Well, when negative and despairing thoughts come, we should remind ourselves of Jesus' promise. We don't have to fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, as the psalmist tells us. We can call out to Jesus, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. We tell ourselves that no matter what happens, Jesus will never fail or forsake us. Our mind is where the battle rages most fiercely, not the world. So let's take those thoughts and make them captives and leave the rest to God's mercy. Lord, you are our refuge when things go wrong. Only in you can we find perfect peace. Amen.
Radio.org.au